So just pray that the Lord would send the holy manna and blessings from heaven, and pray He'll do that. If you would this morning, take your Bibles, turn with me to the book of John, chapter number 9. The Gospel of John, chapter number 9, the passage that is before us is one of my favorite stories in the Scripture. I love to read it, I love to think about it, and just sort of put myself in the in that time frame because of the questions that were asked and the answers that were given. It's a very interesting passage. We find in John chapter 9, in verse number 1, says, "And as Jesus passed by, He saw a man which was blind from his birth. And His disciples asked Him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Those disciples have some of the same problems some folks do today. It's always thinking if somebody's sick, it's a result of sin. That's not always the case. Sometimes it is, but not always. And so the disciples, they asked the Lord, said, "What made this man blind? Was it the sin of his fathers, or who did sin?" And Jesus answered in verse 3, "Neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work, and as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When He had thus spoken, He spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle and anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay. And He said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which is by interpretation sent. And he went his way therefore and washed and came seeing. The neighbors therefore, and they that were before had seen him that was blind, said, "Is not this he that sat and begged?" Some said, "This is he," and others said, "He is like him," but he said, "I am he." Now we'll leave off our reading there for just a moment. In these first verses, we find that Jesus comes by and He sees a man that is blind. The Gospel of John is written to emphasize the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ, that Jesus was God. And there's not a greater book in the Bible that declares to us that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that He is deity. And so John, according to his writing under the inspiration, he makes many references to things that would prove who Jesus was. There are many miracles highlighted through his book that magnify the power of God and power and the authority of the Son of God. And this is one of those places where I believe is given to us that Jesus records here, or John records the things that Jesus did concerning this man that was blind. He wasn't just blind, he was blind from birth. He had not seen light, and then light disappeared, but he had never seen the things that this creation has to offer. And verse number 25 tells us, in verse 25, "He answered and said, Whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know," I love this statement by this man, "one thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see." Thank God this morning we know what takes place in our life. And every time you read in the Scripture concerning a blind man, it's always in reference and can be typed over to salvation. We that are in sin, we that are in darkness of the sin of this world, we're blinded to the things of God until the Lord comes by and makes a way for us to see. And this man, he said, "I don't understand everything that happened. I don't understand all the detail. I don't even know about the man that came by." He said, "But I do know one thing. I was blind, now I see." Now, I may not understand everything in my life and all the things that have happened in my life, but I do know one thing. I'm going to heaven. I don't understand all the details or even why that God would love me. But here we know that we're going to heaven because of the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want us to think this morning. Let's read, before we go any farther, let's read verse number 18 on down through a few verses. And course, these neighbors, they said, this is that man that was born blind. He is the one that begged. And so I said, well, maybe it's not him. Maybe somebody looks like him. Now, he said, no, I'm the man. I'm the guy. Look at verse number 18. But the Jews did not believe concerning him. Well, if you can't take his word, who can you take? The Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of him that had received his sight. And they asked them, saying, is this your son whom ye say was born blind? How then doth he now see? His parents answered them, We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. They said, we know one thing. We know he's our son, and we know he was blind. But then they said, but by what means he now seeth, we know not. Or who hath opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age, ask him. He shall speak for himself. I wrote out here beside that, go ask the blind man. Just go ask the blind man. Go ask him. He's my son, and I know he was blind, and I don't know some of the details about it, but you just go ask him. He was blind. Go ask the blind man. He saw it all. We used to, growing up, I remember my mom and dad, or especially my mom, she would make this little cliche. She said, I see, said the blind man. Now, I'm sure some of you have heard that. Later on, I added to that. I said, I see, said the blind man to his deaf wife. And she said, huh? But this man was born blind. And the parents said, I know he's my son. And I know he was blind. But I don't know all the details. Go ask him. He can speak for himself. So just go ask the blind man. He'll tell you everything that happened. These words, verse 22, spake his parents because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, said his parents, he is of age, ask him. Then again, called they the man that was blind and said unto him, give God praise, we know that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. But I do know I was blind. I do know I can see. Thank God this morning there's a lot of things we don't understand. But I know one thing, I'm going to heaven. Have the joy of the Lord Jesus Christ in our heart, believing upon Him. And so his parents said, if you want to know the details, they were speaking out of fear because of the Jews. They didn't want to be cast out of the synagogue, so they said, just go ask the son. Go ask the blind man. You know, there's a tragic thing here that the story gives to us as we talked a moment ago about blind representing the lost. There is a tragedy this morning of so many people that have had opportunity to hear the gospel and never coming to understanding or believing. We know that this was a very difficult case for anybody except the Lord, because this man was born blind. And there's no seemingly reason why that he was born in that condition. The disciples said, did he sin or did his parents sin? Why is he blind? So it's a difficult case, and physical blindness is a very serious disability. Steve Allen and Sharon, that used to come to camp meeting all the time, they were born blind and they could not see. And those are physical disabilities that they had to overcome in some areas, but they still couldn't overcome not seeing because they were blind and really didn't have, Steve had his eyes removed and had artificial eyes put in. And so he had no ability of ever being able to see. And so it's a disability in that respect. Those disabilities make other things so much smarter and so much keener that any time he was around Steve, you felt like you were the one disabled instead of him, because he could do so many things because of other ways of and things taking over what he could not see. He repaired one of my radios. I said, Steve, you can't do that. He said, you just give me that radio, I'll show you I can fix it. About 3 hours later, he had that radio working. I said, now how can you tell me, how can you take the red wire and a black wire and a green wire? How can you tell me? Because you don't know what a color is. He said, you just tell me what the name is and I'll put them together right. And sure enough, he did, and the old radio started playing, and Steve couldn't see a thing that he did. A disability, but yet used to fix or repair something. Well, this man had been disabled all of his life, and he was begging by the wayside. And the Bible says there in verse number 1, "And as Jesus passed by, he saw the man." Boy, thank God, where there's a tragedy of people that are lost, Jesus can come by and make all things new. He can make everything right and can make everything as it should be. And so we find in this man, we find there's a difficult case for anybody except the Lord. The doctors couldn't do anything. The physicians couldn't do anything. Family and friends couldn't do anything. But thank God Jesus passed by. They couldn't help him, but Jesus came and he beheld him. And this man that was born blind, he had never seen the light of day. He had never seen the silver gleam of Galilee sunset. He had never looked upon a bird or a human face. He was blind and in the darkness of despair, totally in darkness. But Jesus came by. And praise the Lord. His disciples said, "Who did sin?" Here's a concern. What made him blind? I like the answer that Jesus gave. There's a deliberate reason why this man was born blind. Now, it's hard for us to understand all the things of the Lord. But this man, it doesn't tell us how old he was for sure. It tells us some things about years, but it doesn't give us a whole lot of detail. And these disciples said, "Why?" And Jesus said, "There's a reason why this man was born the way he was born." He says in verse number 3, "Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents." Now, that doesn't mean they lived perfect. That just means their sin was not what brought about the physical blindness in this man's life. This man, neither this man sinned nor his parents. Now, here's the reason that he's blind. "But that the works of God should be made manifest in him." When this man was born, this little baby that was born blind, he was born with the purpose upon him that one day the glory of God would be made manifest in his life. Now, it took some years for that to play out. And he underwent some difficult days. But the Master said, Jesus said, he was born that the works of God should be manifest. He was born blind because one day, somewhere in the future, God was going to use it. You know, this morning, you and I, we may not know anything about the future, and we don't. Whatever's in our life, whatever's before us, it could be that God would use that to honor Him and glorify Him somewhere down in the future of our life. And so we need to take where we are and what God made us and how God made us and just rejoice that the Lord has saw fit to save us, give us life, and maybe somewhere in the future He's going to use some disability I have or some disability maybe that you have, that the works of God should be made manifest. This man's blindness came because of the sovereignty of God and because God said, this is the reason. Jesus said, now you may not understand it all, but he was born in this condition so that somewhere that the power of God and the works of God should be made manifest. God has his own timing. God has His own way. God has His own ways of performing certain things in our life that maybe we don't understand. The timing of this man's need was designed to coincide with the Lord's earthly ministry. That wasn't just by chance, because He was born to that end. If you believe the book, that's what it says. He wasn't just here per chance or just a happening. Jesus said He was born that He might give honor, that the power of God might be made manifest. He wasn't born blind because of sin. He wasn't born blind because of his sin or his parents' sin. He was born in this condition that somewhere in his life he would glorify God. And we see the glorifying of it right here. So Jesus comes by and makes a difference in his life. What a wonderful thing it is to know when Jesus comes, Jesus said, "I'm the light of the world." One day He took me out of darkness spiritually. One day He took me out of the depths of despair spiritually. He set my feet upon a solid rock. He established my going. He put a song in my heart. He put joy bells in my soul because of what He has done. And I believe that we are here for the same purpose as this man was, to honor and glorify the Lord. The Lord didn't have to save me. And as much as we think about ourselves, and as much good as we think we are, God didn't have to come by our house one day. God didn't have to find us. He didn't have to pass by. Because we were blind and we were in despair. We were lost on our way to hell. And He did not have to come by. Oh, but thank the Lord He did. Thank the Lord, one day He stopped and He knocked on our heart's door and made us understand and realize that we needed a Savior. That we needed the Lord. We didn't just need something that the world could give, but we had to have something that came from another world. Had to have salvation. And it takes a touch of the Lord for that. Salvation is God coming and speaking to us. This blind man could not see Christ, but Christ saw the blind man and had compassion upon him. We didn't see the Lord maybe coming to us, and we maybe didn't know what all the working was in our soul when we began to hear the gospel and we become uneasy and troubles of our soul. We maybe didn't understand all that, but thank God He knew what was going on, and He burdens our heart. He brings us to a place that we come to call upon Him. We're nothing but just the clay of this world. So Christ came to the blind man and healed him without being asked to do so. You're not going to find here that the blind man asked Him to deliver him. You're not going to find here that the blind man said, "Oh Lord, do this for me." No, Jesus came by to honor the message and to honor the sovereignty of God. That He said, "I must work the works of Him that sent me. And while I'm in this world, I'm the light of the world. And I'm the message." And when He had thus spoken, He spat on the ground and made a clay. And He put it on the eyes of this man. And He told him to in verse number 7, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam." He went. He went his way, therefore, and washed. Next two words, came seeing. Because he followed the command of the Father, the Son. Because he commanded, did the command of the Lord Jesus Christ. He goes. He's got the clay on his eyes. And he has to go to the pool of Siloam. And there he washes himself. But when he comes back, thank God, he's a changed man. Oh, you meet the Lord, you're a changed person. Old things pass away, behold, all things become new. And this man came seeing. Oh, Jesus says, as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. He couldn't shut it off. Couldn't turn it off, couldn't turn it down. And they find that this man came as he did what God told him to. You know what? That's all it takes for us to come seeing is to obey the will of the Father. To obey what He tells us to do. This man didn't beg Christ to do this to him. This man didn't crawl on his knees and say, "I can't see, would you help me?" He didn't do like Bartimaeus said, "Oh, thou son of David, have mercy on me." He didn't do any of those things. But he came seeing because he did what God told him to do. You and I this morning, all it takes is obedience. Obedience and a touch of the Lord. Go wash thyself in the pool of Siloam. There's the command. Go do what I tell you. This man did exactly as Christ commanded him, and blessings came as a result of proper obedience. You and I this morning, if we want the blessings of God, just obey the Lord. If we want the blessings of Christ and the good things of God, just obey the Lord. How do we obey the Lord? Obey the book. This book right here, obey it. Do what it says to do. And the result of this man's submission to the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ was his sight. He came seeing. The result of our submission to the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ is one day we came believing and trusting. And now our names are forever settled there at the heavens of heavens. And we are in the family of God, and we are saved, and nothing can change our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because we are obedient to the command that God had given us in His Word. I don't think you have to beg God to save you. Well, let me say that again. I don't believe you have to beg God to save you. If you'll come believing, it's done. You don't have to hold on, hold out, wish, hope, all those things. Just come believing. Believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That's biblical. this man believed, and he came seeing. Now, had a problem. There's always somebody that causes you a problem. Sometimes we say, well, if we get saved, all of our problems are over. They're just starting. All of a sudden, you got different problems. So here we find verse number 13. The Lord has told him to go, and he's giving testimony now. In verse 11, the Pharisees have come to him. He says, a man is called Jesus. Oh, they said, that guy again. They hated the Lord. A man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. I went and washed and I received sight. Then said they unto him, where is he? He said, I know not. They brought to the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind. And it was the Sabbath day, and Jesus made clay and opened his eyes. Then again the Pharisees also asked him how he received his sight. He said to them, he put clay on my eyes and he washed my eyes. I do see. Over and over again, this poor man had to make same testimony. This is what happened. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, this man is not of God because he keepeth not the Sabbath. He said, but yeah, I see. Oh, he's not Messiah because he does these things on the Sabbath. But this blind man said, well, that really doesn't matter because I can see. This is what he did for me. Thank God, you and I this morning, we can testify time and time again, this is what God has done for me. The issue here with the Pharisees was the Sabbath. They were more interested in the legal things of the law than they were a man receiving sight. What a shame. There are some Baptist people more interested in making sure we do it just right than we are people getting saved. They attacked his family. They didn't believe. The Bible where we read a while ago, they didn't believe concerning him. And so they called the parents in. And they asked them, is this your son? Verse 20, his parents answered them, we know that this is our son, and we know he was born blind. There are some things we do know. I know this morning that I'm the son of my parents. They knew me as their son. And they could tell you things about me that I'm glad they can't say now. Because they're my parents. And the parents of this man that was born blind, they said, we know he's our son. Brother Jay, have you ever had a problem recognizing your son? No. Brother Earl, you know your son? Yeah. We know our son. We know our children. If they used to walk through the door, Darlene, we'd know them, wouldn't we? Not even expecting them. It's the way Dusty entered yesterday. I wish I'd had a camera. I wish I'd had a video camera. Because she got all beside herself. You know why? She recognized her son. This family said, we know he's our son. And we can tell you about him. He can't see. Now we do know that. Now, this old legalistic bunch, they say, well, something may have good have happened, but it's not going to last. Oh, but it does, doesn't it? They attacked the family and asked questions. They attacked the friends. They called again the man that is blind. In verse 24, give God praise, bunch of hypocrites. Here are these Pharisees in verse number 24. They said, give God the praise. Now notice this next statement. We know that this man is a sinner. You know who they're talking about? Read it real close. They're talking about none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. They're not talking about this man born blind. They say, we know this man is a sinner. Ah, all the eyes of the legalists are on the Lord. He did this on the Sabbath day. The blind man said, but I see you. Doesn't matter when he did it, I can see you now. Verse 25. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or not. He didn't really know who had done what they'd done. He said, all I know is I can see. What a great testimony to the power of God. Here's the testimony of this liberated man, the confession. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Thank God this morning I know him. I know I was lost. I know I was in the depths of despair. But one day, thank God, Jesus came and opened my eyes. I was deaf and could not hear, but he opened my ears. I was lame and I could not walk, and he gave me strength. I was dead, and he gave me life. Praise be unto God. I may not know a lot about him, but I know he did a wonderful thing. And so these legalists, they come and they say, ah, he's just a sinner anyway. They answered in verse number 34. Notice the attitude. They answered this man and they said unto him, thou wast altogether born in sins. S-I-N-S. Well, they've already disbelieved what Jesus said. Jesus said it wasn't because of sin. And these Pharisees, they said, you were born in your sins and dost thou teach us? Are you going to teach us? You're born in sin and you're going to teach us? No, he said, but I can see. See, they never did get the idea. They never did have the understanding that he had been changed. And so they cast him out. Notice verse 35. And Jesus heard that they had cast him out. Tell me Jesus is not concerned. Jesus heard that they'd cast him out, and when he had found him, who did the hunting? Who did the seeking here? When Jesus heard they'd cast him out, he goes out and finds him. And when he found him, he said to him, dost thou believe on the Son of God? And he answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said to him, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe. I believe. And then the next phrase there, and he worshiped him. Now here's a man that was born blind, and he was healed physically before he was healed spiritually. And he went through all these things for one purpose and one reason. He lived all his life a blind person. Why? Because one day in his life, he would manifest the glory of God. Somebody said, oh, I don't understand why I'm going through what I'm going. Just know that God knows. I know that's easy to say. I know it's difficult to believe. But just believe that God has a purpose for everything in our life. God has not left us here just to wander to and fro. God has a purpose for every believer's life. Here, God had a purpose for an unbeliever's life. And here, the Lord came and healed him of his physical blindness that he might manifest the glory and the power of the God of heaven. Now he's a great testimony. And they go to the parents and they say, what happened? And they were fearful because they'd already heard if anybody talked about Jesus, they'd going to be cast out of the synagogue, as was their son. And so they said, you just go ask the blind man. He'll tell you all. But he told them. They didn't like what he told them. And they cast him out. And when Jesus heard that, when Jesus heard that they'd cast him out, I like it, he found him. Do you know it does not matter how low, how deep in despair, how deep in sin that a person goes. Did you know the Lord can find you? Buddy, He knows where you are. This man was cast out. He's doing pretty good physically. That's not enough. It's good that he had eyes now to see. It's good that he could look around and see the sun and the flowers and the whatever else that we take for granted. Somebody says, what color is that over on the table? Don't look at it, and we never know because we take it for granted. But this man has been made whole physically. And because of the testimony that he had for the Son of God, they cast him out of the religious system. And Jesus said, I'll just go find him. If I can take care of him physically, I can take care of him spiritually. If I can take care of his eyes, I can take care of his soul. You and I this morning, if God can take care of everything we've got, He can take care of our life. He can take care of our spirituality. He can take care of our soul. He can make us what we ought to be because He is the one that has the power. He is the one and He's the only one that has that kind of authority. And I'm glad He's my Lord this morning. You just better make sure you've had an encounter with Him. Head knowledge is not enough. We know a lot of things. We can know what this boy knew. I know I was blind. Now I see. That wasn't enough. And so the Lord comes and He hears all the troubles that He's having. And He really having the trouble because of what Jesus did for him. And so they cast him out. And Jesus brings him in. Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said, Thou hast both seen him. Probably the first person he's ever seen. Can you imagine? You've both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. You've seen him, and now you're talking to him. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. Just go ask the blind man. He can tell you what happened. He that was blind now can see. We that were dead, now we're alive forevermore in Christ Jesus. If somebody has something to ask us, this ask us. Somebody says, how you know you're saved? Well, I know what happened to my life. I was dead, now I'm alive. I was blind, now I see. I was deaf, now I hear. I was lost, now I'm found. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Praise the Lord this morning. If people want to know about us, let them ask us. Can you tell us about you, about being dead? Oh yeah, I can tell you about how I was when I was dead. Can you tell me how you were when you were lifeless? Oh yeah. I tried to turn over a new leaf and it just didn't work. I tried to do this. I tried to erase everything. I tried to do good and it just would not work. Oh, but one day Jesus came by and He cleansed my heart. Well, can you tell us how it was when you was blind? Sure, I can tell you. I couldn't see anything. When they talk about things in the Scripture, I couldn't understand it. When they talk about the things of God, I was deaf and I was blind to those things. I just could not see it. But one day Jesus came by, and now I see. Well, can you tell me about when you was deaf? Sure, I can tell you. I heard nothing. Silence. If anybody had to talk to me, they had to talk with me with their hands, and I still didn't hear. But one day Jesus came by and touched my ears. And now I can hear. Can you tell me about your life now? Oh, yeah. One day Jesus passed by. Praise the Lord this morning, all of us that are saved, every one of us this morning that are born again, Jesus has passed by. We were dead. We were blind. We were deaf. We just could not. We were unable. I believe we ought to take the Scriptures literally as much as possible. There's not that much figurative in most of the Scripture. I believe we just need to take it literally. When the Lord says that we're dead in sins and trespasses, guess what? We're sinners, and we're dead. A dead person, you've never seen one move one muscle to do anything for himself. Dead person doesn't speak. Dead person doesn't talk. He doesn't move. He doesn't respond. I've been at the funeral home. I've been at in churches where the person that is has passed away, they're so greatly missed that I've seen a person go up and grab a hold of the corpse and bring it to them. But there's no response there. That's how I was before Jesus came by. I'd have people tell me. I'd have people talk to me. I'd have people give me verses, but I didn't understand it because I was deaf. I didn't understand because I couldn't see. Oh, but one day, thank the Lord, He came by. I didn't deserve it. Some of us in here can say, didn't even want Him to come by at first. Didn't have no time for the preacher. Didn't have no time for the Bible. Didn't have any time for the church. Just didn't want to go. Just leave me alone. But He kept coming by. You see, He that began a good work in you, He will perform it to the day of redemption. I believe that with all my soul. Just if you don't believe it, go ask the blind man. He can tell you. He can tell you truth. I was blind. Now I see. I don't know who he was. I don't even know if he's a sinner. That's an interesting statement to me. When they asked him about the Lord, they'd already accused him of being a sinner. He said, I don't know if he's a sinner or not. All I know is I was blind, now I see. Only interested in the physical right then. But later on, he got interested in the spiritual. I believe. May God help us to believe, trust Him, and know Him in the depths of our soul, in the bottom of our heart, that if we was to leave this world right now, that we'd know where we're going. I ask you this morning, do you know that? Can you say with 100% assurance, I know that if I was to die, that quick, I'd be in heaven. That's the only way I want to live this life. I hate to think I've got to get a few things packed up beforehand because I might not have time. I'm glad I can know Him and believe and worship. Let's stand together this morning.